I wanted to speak about oysters today, but I couldn't find a good joke to begin with. So I'm going to give you a bad one. Forgiveness is my business, and hopefully it will be yours today. What kind of pictures do oysters take? Shelfies. Having said that, and ventured into the unknown, I specifically chose these shellfish because shelled mollusks produce pearls. And why do they produce pearls? Because there is an irritation. Not necessarily a grain of sand like is often, but something irritates. Externally, it comes into the shellfish and it irritates it so that it has to produce concentric circles of calcium carbonate, which is even tougher than concrete. And natural pearls are so beautiful that they can sell for tens of thousands of dollars. But it all begins with an irritation, and it ends with beauty. And often the irritant is encapsulated in the pearl. How often do we say, "He made me mad. She ruined my day." Well, if you're a puppet or easily manipulated, you can tell those phrases. But if you're a woman or a man that has choices in life, you can say, "I can change this irritation. I can make myself resilient." There is no such thing as a safe world out there. We know that life is very brutal sometimes. But we can make ourselves more resilient and especially take responsibility for what we think inside our minds and our souls, how we produce the narrative of our life. How often people who are mad at others give up their precious time and spend days thinking and talking about other people as if the person that hurt you was more important than you. Complaining about someone gives you the illusion that you are actually doing something. Instead of spending your time inside your mind and your heart with people who are a pain in the neck. What I give as the oyster in your mind is try to create something beautiful even though you are irritated and even though there is pain in your life. The crucifixion in the light of the resurrection is something horrible. Jesus made it something beautiful by loving us and giving us an example of the choice we have even in the most difficult of circumstances. So you can give up your freedom to strangers and friends who hurt you and spend your life complaining about them and building a narrative that often forgets you. Every time you talk about someone who hurts you, you're not spending time talking about your life, the choices that you have and the choices that you make. The cross transforms a horrible situation. It does not erase it. It puts something beautiful, a layer of protection over the pain, over the irritation. Jesus, even in the Gospel in Matthew, says, "The kingdom of God is like a pearl of great price." Don't give it away. By spending your time giving a narrative of what has happened to you, instead of developing your own story and saying, "This is what I choose to do to my life." Didn't someone hurt you yesterday? That's their problem. That's not mine. People often say, when I'm up playing volleyball or at the tiki bar doing ministry, not drinking. Sometimes people curse and they apologize to me as if God doesn't hear them. And they said, aren't you upset? I go, no, I'm not the one who has a lack of vocabulary. Why should I be? You should be upset because you use the same word for a verb, a noun, a pronoun, and there's no purpose to it. So when you are tempted to simply talk about what people did to you, say to yourself, oh no, I want to do things with my life and not spend it complaining about what was done to me. I want to make my own pearl, cover the irritation, cover the pain, and make something so beautiful that people will say, wasn't he the one that had that tragedy? Wasn't she the one that was hurt that way? Why are they happy? Because they decided to choose their life, not simply to absorb what other people did to their life. Slava Iisusu Hristu!